RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian Air Force Chief of Staff touted to succeed Gatot Nurmantio as military chief. The election supervisory board invites Indonesian National Police Polri and Coordinating Ministry of Informatics and Communication to prevent hoaxes in Pilkada 2018. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has reportedly proposed that Air Force Chief of Staff Marshal Hadi led the Indonesian military TNI after Commander General Gatot Nurmantio retires. House of Representatives Deputy Speaker Fadli Zon said on Monday, December 4, that State Secretary Pratikno filed a letter to the House regarding the proposed appointment of Hadi. He said that he has saw Pratikno this morning. The President has proposed Hadi Cahyanto as the new military commander. Gatot Nurmantio will retire in March next year. The House Leadership Board will hold a meeting on Monday afternoon, then continue with a consultative body BAMUS meeting in which leaders of all factions will be invited to discuss the proposal. After the House drafts the letter in a plenary meeting, the House Commission 1, overseeing defense, will conduct a confirmation hearing to evaluate the candidate. The legislative body is scheduled to have a recess period starting on December 13. Fadli said the House expected to complete all of the processes before the recess period begins. In 2018, there are 171 regions which will hold simultaneous regional head elections. The supervision of regional head simultaneous elections is enhanced not only in technical implementation, but also the prevention of hate speech and hoax news in order to bring down opponents. Member of the Election Supervisory Board, Fritz Edward Siregar, told Radio Republik Indonesia on Sunday, December 3, that unofficial accounts that spread hoax and hate speech are getting more increased, so the Election Supervisory Board invited the police and the Ministry of Communications and Informatic Technology to crack down the spreaders of the disturbing informations.
Tugas kita untuk melakukan pengawasan terhadap sosial media. Berarti misalnya kalau ada satu gubernur di satu
Our duty to hold supervision to the social media. The local supervisory board will see the hoaxes from social medias. So they will send report to the local police, resort police, or to the Indonesian election supervisory. Then we will send to the Criminal Investigation Agency because the cyber unit has a complete data which is allocated at the police headquarters. Fritz Edward Siregar asserted it is very different between spreading hate speech with freedom of expression. Therefore, the General Election Supervisory Board asked the community to give report to the board or the nearest apparatus if they find hate speech and hoaxes. The 21st ASEAN Regional Ministerial Meeting of Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines discussed a number of sub-regional cooperations in Tarakan, North Kalimantan on Sunday, December 3. Coordinating Minister of War, Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution in North Kalimantan said that sub-regional cooperation has an important role in the development of regional cooperation. He explained that the regional cooperation covers 8 main areas including tourism, trade and investment, and transportation. Darmin Nasution asserted that the presence of the East ASEAN region, Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, have their contribution to support the implementation of ASEAN economic community and ASEAN cooperation in general. Minister Darmin Nasution stressed the importance of inter-regional connectivity to be the main factor in supporting economic activity. Employment opportunities for persons with special needs increase widely, even to the banking sector. The special needs persons have the same rights with other communities. This was conveyed by the head of Bina Netra Cahaya Batin Social Home, Muklis, to Radio Republik Indonesia on Sunday, December 3. He said the social home keepers are trying to improve their skills such as computer, English, and telephone operator training.
Peluang kerja juga harus dibuka memangnya.
Job opportunities must be opened. During 2017, we also distributed 3 people. We sent 4 people to the bank, and we also provide opportunities for them to make job applications. In addition, in the field of sport, the persons with special needs of Bina Netra Social Home have many achievements. They successfully brought 5 medals for swimming in the event of the 8th National Paralympic Week in October, which was held in Solo, Central Java. Similarly, with Paralympics in Bandung, West Java, they successfully reached achievements. Public facilities for them are also increasingly available. Muklis hoped that his assisted children and other persons continue to contribute in the society. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The upcoming Padang Indian Ocean Music Festival, set to be held in Padang on December 8 to 10, will feature classical music performances from several Asian countries such as India, Singapore, Japan, and India. India will present 2 musicians, Nikhil Patwardhan and Partha Mukherjee, while Japan will be represented by Seki Onizuka. Indonesian Tourism Ministry's Archipelago Tourism Marketing Development Deputy, Esti Rako Astuti, recently said in Jakarta that other than Japan and India, Singapore will also bring plenty of musicians such as Tan Su Hui, Sophie, Tan Su Min, and Clara. Indonesia is going to present several performers such as Arastra from Bengkulu, Talago Buni from West Sumatra, Rio Rhythm Chambers from Pekanbaru, Taufik Adam from Jakarta, The Tradisi from Medan, Gazal Himpunan Keluarga Muhadan from Padang, Balega from Padang Panjang, Sanggar Seni Dayung from Kayu Tanam, and Nantumpah Art Community from Padang. IORA stands for Indian Ocean Rim Association and consists of countries located along the Indian Ocean. Padang is chosen due to its location that is adjacent to the Indian Ocean, as well as 6 partner countries such as Japan, China, and France. Indonesian Fishery and Marine Monitoring Unit Kupang Chapter in East Nusa Tenggara has nabbed a Chinese boat flying the flag off and processing documents from the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste on Sunday, December 3. The boat entered the exclusive economic zone on the marine border between Indonesia and Timor-Leste. The boat that was fishing illegally has been nabbed and escorted by authorities to Tanau Port in Kupang for an investigation. Authorities also arrested 21 crewmen comprising 6 Indonesians, 3 Vietnamese, 3 Myanmar people, and 9 Chinese. Kupang Fishery and Marine Monitoring Unit Head Mubarak said that his office has seized fish and fish catching devices. The last item. Seeing the huge audiences that flocked to the Jogja Asian Film Festival Network for the promotion of Asia-Pacific Cinema or JAFNET Park this weekend, one can understand filmgoers' thirst for alternative movies. Chief of Publicity Lydia Noviani said as of Sunday said that the number of visitors, including those who attended the opening ceremony and the screenings, reached around 2,000 people. It is the 12th time the event has been held, and the week-long festival running from December 1 to 8 will screen 114 films from 22 participating countries in the Yogyakarta Cultural Park compound, CGV Cinemas, Cinema 21, and Tebing Breksi in Prambanan. JAFNET Park Director Budi Irwanto said, Asian cinema has to be fluid in facing very strong currents of change without losing its sensitivity toward the culture of its people. He also expressed hope that people in Asia could learn and talk about their identity after watching the film screen at the festival. JAFNET Park tries to present to the public both short and feature films of either documentary or fiction genres, presenting stories with important social issues. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Air Force Chief of Staff touted to succeed Gatot Nurmantio as military chief. The Election Supervisory Board invites Indonesian National Police Polri and Ministry of Informatics and Communication to prevent hoaxes in Pilkada 2018. Listener, that was the news.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title for today's commentary is Building Self-Confidence on People with Disability. Everyone wants to be born in perfect condition with complete body and a level of intelligence that is at least normal, if not above average. However, what if we are born with incomplete body, neither arms nor legs, for example, or with intelligence far below the real age? There are many people in this world who feel disadvantaged because they had physical limitations. They feel less confident because they do not have complete limbs like everyone else. Often they face the reality of being ignored, even despised by those around them, because they are considered a weak person and cannot do anything for themselves, let alone for others. The role of person with disabilities generally not seen in the community. They tend to keep themselves and limit their interaction with their surroundings. This condition is caused by low self-esteem of people with disabilities due to physical limitations. Fostering self-confidence among people with disabilities is one of the important issues which needs to be assessed at the moment of International Day of Persons with Disabilities, commemorated every December 3rd. Self-confidence in people with disabilities closely linked to building a strong and sustainable society. This is in accordance with the theme of International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2017, Transformation Towards Sustainable and Resilient Society for All. This theme can be achieved by involving the roles of all layers of society, both persons with disabilities themselves and the general public, including the government. Law No. 8, 2016 guarantees the rights and dignity of persons with disabilities in all aspects of life. Therefore, all Indonesian people, including the government, must be aware and adhere to the fulfillment of the rights of persons with disabilities, such as providing friendly public facilities for the disabled, respecting and accepting the shortcomings of persons with disabilities. It is not easy to foster self-confidence among people with disabilities, especially if they are already disabled and they also view themselves as weak. It takes the support and the rule of all parties in order to foster self-confidence, so people with disabilities can look at their lives with confidence and play a more important role in national development. Happy International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program. Today in history of air revival service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, listener, we begin our program with an event that happened on December 4th, 1974, when Merty Air Flight 138 crashed. Merty Air Flight 138 was a charter flight from Surabaya, Indonesia to Colombo, Sri Lanka. The aircraft was operated on behalf of Garuda Indonesia. On 4th of December 1974, the aircraft, a McDonnell Douglas DC-8-55CF, crashed into a mountain shortly before landing and killed all 191 people aboard, 180 Indonesian Hajj pilgrims bound for Mecca and 9 crew members. The flight was said to have departed from Surabaya, Indonesia at approximately 12 past 3 UTC, heading to Jeddah, planning a stop at Badanake Airport, Colombo, Sri Lanka. At around 4 past 30 UTC, Colombo Control cleared the flight. At 4 past 38 UTC, another air traffic controller is said to have intervened and cleared the flight down to 5,000 feet and reported clearing to 8,000 feet. Colombo approached then cleared the flight down to 2,000 feet at around 4 past 44 and told the flight to expect a runway at 04 approach. The crews aboard the flights were then asked to report when the airfield was inside. The crew then continued their descent until the aircraft crashed into Sabta Kenya Mountain at an altitude of approximately 4,355 feet. All 191 passengers and crew were killed. The crash remains the worst in Sri Lankan aviation history and the third deadliest involving a DC-8. After Air Flight 128 flight and Nigerian Airways Flight 2120. At the time, it was the second deadliest aviation accident after the loss of Turkish Airlines Flight 981, which occurred earlier in the same year. And the next event was in 1976 when Free Aceh Movement was declared by Hasan Tiro. Free Aceh Movement, GAM, is an organization led by Hasan Tiro, which is considered separatist to have the goal of Aceh apart from the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. Conflict between Indonesian government and the movement caused the different disaster and has been going since 1976 and caused the fall of almost 15,000 inhabitants. The movement is also known with the name Aceh Sumatra National Liberation Front, ASNLF. On February 27, 2005, the movement and the Indonesian government started negotiation phase in Vantaa, Finland. On July 17, 2005, after negotiation for 25 days, the Indonesian negotiation team succeeded to reach peace agreement with the movement in Vantaa, Helsinki, Finland. The signing note of the agreement was held on August 15, 2005. Peace process was then monitored by a team which has named Aceh Monitoring Mission, AMN, which consists of 5 ASEAN member countries and joined in European Union. And the last event was in 1977 when Malaysian Airlines System Flight 653 crashed. Malaysian Airlines System Flight 653 was a scheduled domestic flight from Penang to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, operated by Malaysian Airlines System, MAST. On the evening of 4th December 1977, the Boeing 737-200 aircraft flying the service crashed at Tanjung Kupan, Johor, Malaysia, while purportedly being diverted by hijackers to Singapore. It was the first fatal air crash for Malaysia Airlines, as the airline is now known, with all 93 passengers and 7 crew killed. The flight was apparently hijacked as soon as it reached cruise altitude. The circumstances in which the hijacking and subsequent crash occurred remain unsolved. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is Indonesia and world leaders criticize North Korean missile launch. The Indonesian government through the Foreign Affairs Ministry criticized North Korean's intercontinental ballistic missile test launched on Wednesday, November 29, 2017. The tests are considered incompatible with the spirit of creating peace and stability in the region and the world. North Korea once again fired a ballistic missile until it landed in a region near Japan on Wednesday, early in the morning, 29th of November. The shooting was a further test because North Korea had fired a missile facing its neighboring country in mid-September. The missile was launched 1 week after U.S. President Donald Trump re-entered North Korea into a list of countries which is Washington says supporting terrorism. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday that the intercontinental ballistic missile ICBM test, which crashed in the Japanese waters, saw how irresponsible North Korea is. She asserted that the North Korean action is contrary to the obligation of the Juche state against the UN Security Council Resolution, in particular Resolution 2270 and 2321 in 2016, and 2356 and 2371 in 2017. Minister Retno Marsudi perceived that Indonesian current position strongly rejects any efforts of North Korean government in launching ballistic missiles. The Indonesian government also continues to communicate with the South Korean government, which is directly adjacent to North Korea. Minister Retno also remarked that Indonesia urged North Korea to fully implement its international obligations, including implementing those resolutions. Indonesia reaffirms that the stability on the Korean Peninsula is very important and invites all countries to contribute to peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. In addition to Indonesian government, South Korean President Moon Jae-in, French President Emmanuel Macron, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Foreign Minister Julia Bishop also strongly condemned the launch of North Korea's latest ballistic missile. The same thing was also conveyed by European Foreign Policy Chief Spokesman Federica Mogherini. He insists North Korea has violated the international obligation listed in the UN Security Council resolutions. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council held a sudden hearing to discuss the latest intercontinental ballistic missile test launched by North Korea. The United States has urged the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on North Korea. The United States, Japan, and South Korea have called on the UN Security Council to hold an emergency session to discuss an intercontinental ballistic missile launched by North Korea and landed in the Japan's exclusive economic zone. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urged the international community to take new steps in pressuring Pyongyang to hold its nuclear weapons development program. Well, listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has reportedly proposed that Air Force Chief of Staff Chief Marshal Hadi lead the Indonesian military, or TNI, after Commander General Gatot Nurmantio retires. The House of Representatives Deputy Speaker Fadli Zon said on Monday that State Secretary Pratikno filed a letter to the House regarding the proposed appointment of Hadi. In 2018, there were 171 regions which will hold simultaneous regional head elections. The supervision of regional head simultaneous elections is enhanced not only in technical implementation, but also the prevention of hate speech and hoax news in order to bring down opponents. The 21st ASEAN Regional Ministerial Meeting of Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines discussed a number of sub-regional cooperations in Tarakan, North Kalimantan on Sunday, December 3rd. Employment opportunities for persons with special needs increase widely, even to the banking sector. The special needs persons have the same rights with other communities. This was conveyed by the head of Bina Netra Jaya Batin Social Home, Muklis, to Radio Republik Indonesia on Sunday. The upcoming Padang Indian Ocean Music Festival, set to be held in Padang on December 8 to 10, will feature classical music performances from several Asian countries such as India, Singapore, Japan, and Indonesia. Indonesian Fishery and Marine Monitoring Unit Kupang Chapter in East Nusa Tenggara has nabbed a Chinese boat flying the flag of and possessing documents from the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste on Sunday. Seeing the huge audiences that flocked to the Jogja Asian Film Festival Network for the promotion of Asia-Pacific cinema this weekend, one can understand filmgoers' thirst for alternative movies. Chief of Publicity Lydia Noviani said as of Sunday that the number of visitors, including those who attended the opening ceremony, around 2,000 people. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Tahuri instrument from Maluku. Stay tuned. Listeners, Maluku has not only the beauty of nature behind many islands, but also various cultures. One of them is Tahuri instrument. The instrument is quite unique. In addition to its shape, which does not look like instrument, if blown it sounds loud. This instrument is made from shell. Type of the shell is Triton shell. This type is very good to be used as blowing instrument. At the middle of the shell, it is perforated on which the air blows with monophonic sound. The way to blow it is the same as blowing a trumpet. Listeners, trumpet shell has developed in Maluku people who live at the coastal area. Tahuri art was developed around 1958. At the time, Tahuri was played by being accompanied by some Maluku traditional instruments. Those instruments were played in an orchestra played by teenagers and children. In the past, the instrument was also played to call society or traditional leader together at meeting hall or by leo. Interestingly, the number of blessed Tahuri has its own meaning. For example, one blessed signs there is citizen who died. Besides, this trumpet shell also functions as instrument of communication for danger sign, traditional ceremonies, calling for the ancestors and calling for the wind while sailing. Listeners, shell which is used to make tahuri comes from various regions in Maluku, such as Saum Laki, Dobo, Aru, and Banda Islands. To make Maluku typical instrument, firstly, Maluku people was the shell. In addition, the shell is perforated by using drill. To produce certain tone depends on the size of its hole and shell. The small shell will produce high pitch, while big one will produce low pitch. Those tones are matched with the harps of other musical instruments, such as flute and pianica. Listeners, until now, Tahuri is still played in almost traditional ceremonies in Maluku. Because of that, this instrument has secret value for Maluku people. Besides in Maluku, Tahuri is also known in some areas such as Biak Regency, Papua. Like in Maluku, Tahuri in here is also played as tool for calling the inhabitants and occasionally used to accompany typical Papuan dance. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Saya Sedang Tidak Enak Badan, which in English means I'm not well. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Tidak enak badan. Tidak enak badan. In English, not well. Hari ini. Hari ini. In English, today. Flu. Flu. In English, flu or influenza. Demam. Demam in English, cold. Cepat. Cepat. In English, quick. Periksa ke dokter. Periksa ke dokter. In English, to see a doctor. Sakit. Sakit in English, sick. Minum. Minum in English, to drink. Obat. Obat in English, medicine. Istirahat. Istirahat in English, to take a rest. Sekarang. Sekarang in English, now. Tidur. Tidur in English, to sleep. Perhatian. Perhatian in English, attention. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Saya Sedang Tidak Enak Badan, or in English means I'm not well. The conversation is between A. Ika and B. Rita at Rita's house. Ika, kamu kenapa? Kamu kenapa? In English, are you okay? Kelihatannya kamu sakit. Kelihatannya kamu sakit. In English, you look unhealthy. Rita, hari ini saya sedang tidak enak badan. Hari ini saya sedang tidak enak badan. In English, I'm not well today. Ika, mungkin kamu flu. Mungkin kamu flu. In English, I think you are flu. Rita, ya saya juga demam. Ya saya juga demam. In English, yes, I also get cold. Ika, kalau begitu cepat pergi ke dokter. Kalau begitu, cepat pergi ke dokter. In English, you have to see a doctor right now. Rita, tidak usah ke dokter. Tidak usah ke dokter. In English, no need a doctor. Minum obat dan istirahat sudah cukup. Minum obat dan istirahat sudah cukup. In English, just to take a medicine and rest. That's enough. Ika, Kalau begitu, sekarang minum obat dulu. Kalau begitu, sekarang minum obat dulu. In English, so you have to take the medicine first. Baru setelah itu tidur. Baru setelah itu tidur. In English, then go to sleep. Rita, baiklah sekarang saya minum obat dulu baru tidur. Baiklah sekarang saya minum obat dulu baru tidur. In English, alright, I will take the medicine first, then go to sleep. Terima kasih atas perhatian kamu. Terima kasih atas perhatian kamu. In English, thank you for your attention. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. Today, we'll present some Kroncong songs to you in today's edition of Music Corner. Well, let's enjoy the first song entitled Kerinduan by Mami Marsudi. Padamu. Listener, that was Kroncong Kerinduan, a melodious song brought by Mamik Marsudi, tells about the longing to the lover who wandered for livelihood. Listener, Mamik Marsudi, or Prasito Resmi, is a female singer who has a melodious voice. Although Mamik Marsudi is actually better known as a dancer, her expertise in dancing and singing Kroncong has brought her to various countries as ambassador in cultural missions. Her interest in Kroncong music originated from Marsudi, her husband, who brought a souvenir of Kroncong cassettes from the manager of Central Java Pavilion, Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, in 1983. Mamik liked one of the songs, Bunga Sekuntum. Starting from this song, she began to follow Kroncong song contest and reach the champion. After that, Mamik Marsudi joined the Kroncong orchestra that accompanied her during the competition. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song, Sampul Surat by Wiwi Sunarto. Listener, the song entitled Sampul Surat brought by Wiwit Sunarto tells the sadness in a love story. After a long time, a letter came from a wedded person, but it was just a cover letter, no news, no story at all. Nevertheless, the envelope was kept as a memory. Her soft voice, perfectly appropriate to the tender rhythm of Kroncong. The song Sampul Surat is a genuine Kroncong song that has also been performed by other Indonesian singers such as Didi Kempot. Despite bringing a number of Kroncong songs but not much information about the career of Wiwit Sunarto. Well, listener, to conclude the music corner for today's edition, let's listen to the last two songs of the Kroncong entitled Melati Pesanku by Mamik Marsudi and Rangkaian Melati by Wiwit Sunarto. Happy listening and see you in the next edition of Music Corner. Sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. banyak cara ku lakukan agar kamu tahu perasaan cintaku ini kepada kamu. Memang aku tidak sempurna,
tidak sempurna,
tetapi cinta yang aku punya
adalah cinta,
adalah cinta yang sempurna,
cinta sempurna yang aku punya.
Kamu begitu indah, begitu cantik, begitu istimewa. Mungkinkah kamu jadi milikku selalu, karena ku tak istimewa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.